USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Monday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says if President Trump wins re-election, the violence that has rocked the country will not stop. But President Trump says it's actually the Biden campaign that's funding some of the violence.
13 members of Biden's campaign staff donated to bail and rioters. They're getting him out of jail, looters. They got him out of jail. And his running mate, Kamala, urged their supporters to do the same thing.
The president referring to a tweet there from Kamala Harris where she asked people to donate to the Minnesota Freedom Fund. Change fees are going away at three airlines. American, United, and Delta are getting rid of them on domestic tickets and offering a credit if the new flight is less expensive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just six capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
New numbers are out from Johns Hopkins University regarding coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The coronavirus has now infected more than 25 million people worldwide, and the U.S. is closing in on 6 million cases. The U.S. reporting more than 47,000 new cases yesterday and nearly 1,000 more deaths, bringing the nationwide total to more than 183,000 fatalities.
The Ford Motor Company is delivering 10 million face masks to at-risk communities across the country. The Ford Fund's Pamela Alexander says through Project Apollo, the organization is helping to fight the war that has been waged on the world's citizens.
It's masks, it's face shields, it's ventilators, it's respirators. It's washable isolation gowns. Ford is a company, if you think back to World War II, it was bombers. Here we are in 2020, it's PPE.
Alexander saying the PPE will help people all over the country. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is losing confidence that a stall in stimulus negotiations will end soon. Meadows telling CBS News it's all Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's fault.
She puts forth a number, suggests that she came down, and yet she's willing to turn down $1.3 trillion of help that goes to the American people because she would rather them have nothing.
Republicans are agreeing to another $1.3 trillion in spending, but that's not enough for Democrats. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying it's $2.3 trillion or nothing.
We're not budging. Understand this.
Then how do you break the impasse?
They have to move. They have to move. Why should there be a bill that has far less what the public needs?
The Speaker of the House also taking a shot at the President's Chief of Staff.
This is a conversation only to respect the fact that the president's representative, not even the lead negotiator, that would be Mnuchin. We consider whatever his name is, what's his name? Meadows here is staffing Mr. Mnuchin.
The Dow Jones Industrial and S&P are posting their best August performance since the 1980s, despite ending the day lower. The Dow sliding 223 points to 28,430. The S&P losing 7 points to finish at 3500. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.